بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى والدين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. Tomorrow is the 25th of the month of Shawwal, the anniversary of the martyrdom of our sixth Imam and sixth successor and descendant of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is Al-Imam Abu Abdullah Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasallam. I spoke about briefly about some aspects of his contribution to Islam, and the most important contribution is being the Imam, the teacher, the mentor, the master of all other Imams, in particular the four Imams in the Sunni tradition: Abu Hanifa, Malik, Al-Shafi'i and Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Those are the disciples and the students of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Though many people do not know, because politics does not want them to know the truth. But we know that. And those who are intelligent and those who search for the truth, they know that when they read the history. When they read that Imam Abu Hanifa, the greatest Imam in the Sunni tradition, Abu Hanifa and Nu'man ibn Thabit, he takes a pride in being the student of Imam al-Sadiq. When they read about Imam Malik ibn Anas, the leader of the Maliki tradition, mostly in North Africa, when he says, "The dearest, the closest mentor and teacher to my heart is this man who is the most pious, the most religious, the most learned, Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam." Imam al-Sadiq did not have, he was not sectarian, and he did not have any bias against anyone. He would open his class to all people to come. Some of them are good Muslims. Some of them are non-Muslims too. Some of his students who used to come and listen to him, they disagreed with him. But he would open his arms to people, because knowledge should not be reserved for a few people. In Islam, we believe knowledge should be provided. If you have knowledge, if you are knowledgeable, if you are a scholar, teacher, you should give your knowledge to everyone. Do not withhold your knowledge from any person. Knowledge is a public gift. God has gifted you with intelligence, with knowledge. You have to give it to all. You cannot say, "This is my group, my party, my nationality, I give him and the other one I deprive him." That was the policy of Imam al-Sadiq. Never to deprive anyone. Never to marginalize or exclude anyone from his school, Al-Jami' al-Islamiyya in Medina, that he and his father established. So, last night I spoke about him, and tonight briefly I'd like to tap into some of his wisdom. Ahlul Bayt are important to us, not because of their race, neither their blood or the skin of their color. Imam al-Sadiq is important for me because of his piety and his intelligence and his wisdom and his knowledge. And therefore, I'm going to recite two hadiths narrated by him, by Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. The first hadith, he says, أصل الرجل عقله. The essence of every human is his aql, his reason. Do not judge people based on what they wear, their clothing, or where they live, or what type of car they drive. Neither judge them based on their cities, nationalities, languages, parents, or family. Never. When you want to judge someone and understand that person, look at his mind, brain. If the brain works, if he's really intelligent and he's using his intelligence to advance his cause, the cause of religion, then that man is important, even if you don't know the name of his father. This is how we should look at people. Don't look at people and judge them because he's my nationality. See, he speaks my language, so I incline towards him. Don't do that. Languages, colors, zip codes are irrelevant. What is really relevant is man's intelligence and man's brain, man's aql. This is important. His aql is important, and how much he is using, incorporating his aql in administrating his affairs. Is he really using his aql or not? When it comes to his relationship with his wife, his neighbors, his friends, he's a brainless. Some people are brainless. Do you know that? Believe me. This is how we see them when they act with their families in the community. Brainless person. Sometimes God says, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ. Huge body, but little brain. So, أصل الرجل. Imam says the origin of every person and the essence of every person, عقلهُ. عقله. That is the biggest gift. Second, وَحَسَبُهُ دِينُهُ. حَسَب means ancestry, lineage, family. We take a pride that I am Fulan, the son of Fulan, the son of Fulan. We all do the same. We are proud of our parents, aren't we? Huh? If I am wrong, tell me you are wrong. We are proud of our families, our family heritage, our family tree. Proud of that. I've seen some people, they are proud of their families, though their families are broken families. Not good, but he's still out of ta'assub, prejudice. He's proud of his family. Imam al-Sadiq says, your family is what? That you take a pride in it? Deenuhu. Deen means faith, and faith here means your commitment to God. The more you are committed to God, the more you are honorable. The more your background is great, it depends on your commitment to God. Don't say my family. Don't say I come from this family or that family. Don't even mention your family name. Don't mention your family name. It's about you. What did you do? You can't say to God, my father did this, my grandfather. God says, I'm asking you. I'm not asking your family. I'm not asking your father. Take a pride in your commitment to God. وَحَسَبُهُ دِينُهُ. And the third one, وَكَرَمُهُ. Karam here means his dignity, his honor is what? His money? Yes, this is what most people do. They respect someone because of his money. Even if he's empty here, but because he has money. The other day, they gave a daughter to someone just because he has money. Her father sold her, literally sold his daughter. When the father was asked, but you know this man is not good, he's going to hurt your daughter. He said, but he has money, he's going to take care of her. But Imam al-Sadiq says money is not important. What is important is وَكَرَمُهُ تَقْوَى, his piety. Piety. Your capital, your asset, رَأْسُ المال that you have, your asset is what? Your piety. When you have piety, you have everything, believe me. When you don't have piety, millions of dollars are not going to help you. They are going to be curse on the person. Curse. Even if he's the biggest millionaire. وَكَرَمُهُ تَقْوَى. And let me conclude with one sentence about our Imam, because we love him and we are his followers. And he has a private message to each and every one of us. This hadith is very popular. We have to memorize this hadith. When I say we are the followers of Imam al-Sadiq. We are the followers of Ahlul Bayt. We are the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family, his noble family, the first family. Imam al-Sadiq says to his followers, this is his message to the followers of Ahlul Bayt, كُونُوا زَيْنًا لَنَا وَلَا تَكُونُوا شَيْنًا عَلَيْنَا. Be an adornment for us. Be a plus for us. Be a credit for us. So when we look at you, we say those are good followers, good students, noble people. وَلَا تَكُونُوا شَيْنًا. Do not be a source of repulsion on us. Don't do that. Because people are not going to curse you, just you. They're going to curse your faith, your religion, your tradition, and your imam. So we have to be credit and a source of pride for our imams. كُونُوا زَيْنًا لَنَا وَلَا تَكُونُوا شَيْنًا عَلَيْنَا حَتَّى يَقُولَ النَّاسِ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ جَعْفَرًا فَلَقَدْ أَدَّبَ شِيعَتَهُ. May God bless Ja'far al-Sadiq, because he refined, he taught, he disciplined his Shia and his followers. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا ووحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين. وعجل في فرج سيدنا وإمامنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.